Welcome to the Living a Nordic Life podcast, where we explore a simpler, cozier, and more intentional life the Nordic way. I'm Fiona McKenna, your Nordic living guide and founder of Living a Nordic Life, where I share all things Nordic living and show you that a Nordic life is the way to bring intentional calm and healthy habits into your own life, wherever you are in the world. Are you looking for ways to bring simplicity, coziness, and calm into your life? Well, let me show you how. Visit the Living a Nordic Life website to explore how I can help you on your journey to simple, healthy, and happy calm, the Nordic way. You can subscribe to the podcast right here. And if you want regular inspirational emails sent with love from Norway and straight to your inbox, don't forget to subscribe to the Living a Nordic Life newsletters. And so now let's dive into our episode. Hello, welcome to this episode. As we come into May, I always start writing about Norway's National Day on the 17th of May. It's a really big event here, with the whole country celebrating, weeks of preparations, and the day's holiday that is pretty much non-negotiable. Unless you're emergency services or you work on a hot dog stand or a restaurant or a hotel, everything is pretty much closed and everybody is off. It's such a big event that it's celebrated by people of Norwegian descent all over the world, not just here in Norway. But we don't have to be Norwegian or even have Norwegian ancestry to celebrate in our own special way. It's all about inclusivity. In my native England, we do have a day for some national pride. It's St. George's Day on the 23rd of April, but it's a really low-key celebration compared to Norway's National Day. Norway's only had its own constitution for a couple of hundred years, since 1814, to be precise. So in European terms, that's pretty new, and it's something to celebrate. But let me tell you a little bit about what Sittende May, that's what it's called, 17th of May, is like. It actually starts weeks before the big day, because to celebrate properly, everything needs to look spick and span. The day will be broadcast across the world, and many communities of Norwegians all over the planet will be looking to Norway for the standards and expectations of how to celebrate. Towns put in a huge amount of effort to clean, polish, plant and pretty up. Roads will be swept again, and then swept again, for luck. Even in my own tiny village, the roads are swept about four times in the days before the 17th of May, sometimes several times in the same day, just to make sure there isn't a single little bit of grit or dirt or anything. I mean, Norway's very clean anyway, you don't see very much rubbish. Rarely see litter at the sides of the roads, but just want to make sure. Every town and village has its own parade on the 17th of May. Of course, the big one takes place in Oslo, naturally, and it centres around the royal palace and the royal family who lead it. The morning parades are usually children and are organised by schools and groups. Everyone is dressed in bunad. That's Norway's national dress. And it's a really beautiful national dress. You need to go to my blog and have a look at what I've written about bunads. They're lovely. Each region has its own specific bunad. And there are bunads from different eras as well. So you can go quite a long way back. But they're easily recognisable by the style, the embroidery, things like the silverware that's on them, you know, the little embellishments and the clasps and the accessories and certainly the colours. And everyone is carrying a flag as well. Of course, it's National Day, isn't it? You need a Norwegian flag. But I have a fun fact for you as well. Umbrellas are banned. Can you believe that? So if it rains, it's tough. You have to wear a transparent kind of poncho thing so that your bunad can be seen. And you can carry an umbrella, but it has to be a transparent one. Otherwise, everything gets obscured, doesn't it? And nobody can see. It restricts the sight line. So the parades, they start from a place that is usually a town square, or certainly the centre point of a town. And every school has its own marching band. This always tickles me because I've never seen so many marching bands at one time. It's so noisy as well. And they practice for weeks and weeks beforehand to be sure that their synchronisation is absolutely perfect. So when everyone is gathered at the appointed time, they set off in formation on a route that has been taken by generations before them. So children will probably be walking the same route that their grandparents or even their great-grandparents or even further back have walked. It's a lot of heritage and, you know, ties to culture there. It's really important. The streets are lined with people all in their best clothes or in their bunads from all over Norway. And this is one of my favourite times. I love to spot the different bunads and guess which regions they're from. It's an extra special treat if I can spot a Sami kofta, excuse me. It's so unusual to see them in our area because we live in the southeast and most Sami communities are much further north. And they're so unique, they're incredible. Everyone is happy, smiling, and wishing each other gratulere med dagen. That means happy birthday, because it's Norway's birthday, and we're all taking part. Once the parade comes to an end, the next lot starts. There's a little bit of a break, but not very much. And these are special interest groups, like adult marching bands and societies. And those of us with kids usually head off for some ice cream and maybe a hot dog or two, because marching for several miles in heavy clothes is hot work. Bunads are not light things. An adult bunad can weigh maybe up to 10 kilos. It's a lot of fabric in there. We might mill around for a while, enjoying the atmosphere, meeting friends and family, or going to the Tivoli, which is the fairground, and every town usually has one of these on the 17th of May. Kind of extends the celebration a little bit. After that, we head home for a barbecue. Usually it's barbecue season, isn't it? Hopefully the weather is nice, although we have had snow on the 17th of May in the past. And it quite frequently rains, but we keep our fingers crossed for good weather. And definitely some blodkake, which is Norway's celebration cake. Go and have a look on my blog. I've got a couple of blodkake recipes for you. I think you'll like them. And maybe a glass of champagne. In my village, there's a church service after the parade. It's a very tiny church and they decorate inside so it looks beautiful. It's quite a long parade, I have to say. It's about easily a mile and a half. And they close the main road and the entire school and kindergarten walk together, following the youngest child who has the honour of carrying the school banner. Each class carries their own banner or pennant so that us parents can easily spot them. All the gardens, parks and public areas are planted up in the colours of the Norwegian flag, red, white and blue, with an enormous number of beautiful flowers. And our garden centres for the weeks before are full of flowers that will be showing their best in the middle of May. Things like marguerites and daisies and things that are big and showy and look beautiful on a patio or outside. So all this is wonderful if you live in Norway. But you don't need to live here to be able to create your own unique celebration, something like a National Day. Maybe your country already celebrates National Day and you have the opportunity to experience this yourself on a yearly basis. But if you're like me, from England, it's really low key and you might want to bring a yearly celebration into your life, like we do here. This is not necessarily a birthday, or the birthday of someone you know, but perhaps a yearly anniversary of something significant. Something intangible. Not necessarily a national day, but maybe a day you became resident, if you're not from that particular place. Or the day you moved to your town, or moved into your house, or started your business, or you graduated. Your imagination is the only limit here. So, you've got an idea of what to celebrate. How should we celebrate? I've got a few ideas to get you inspired. Turn it into a yearly tradition with special celebratory food that you save for that day and new traditions that you keep for that special day. Here in the Nordics, there is a long tradition of certain foods that are cooked for certain days. Of course, we eat them elsewhere, but those particular days are celebrated with a certain food and they bring that association with it. There are dishes and recipes that are only cooked for National Day or at birthdays, such as blut kokka, which I was telling you about. So when you do have them, it's a treat and it's something to be savoured. You might want to practice it. If it's something that you haven't done before, you might want to practice it a couple of times beforehand. Don't just go in blind unless you're completely confident. But try and save that particular dish for that particular day. You can even make up a day that is a celebration of you or your family or an accomplishment that you want to remember and feel grateful for. That's really good for us, isn't it? It's good for our mental health to remind ourselves that we have done something really nice. If you can't think of anything, just do it because. Because you got through the last year or the year before. Because you're reading this now. Because it's a celebration of life. Why not? You don't need any particular day. Choose the 17th of May if you want to, simply because it's Norway's National Day. Spend some time planning it beforehand. Design the day. That's part of the fun. It's the anticipation of it. How and when will it start? Will you invite guests to start the day? Or will you have a few moments to yourself just to reflect on it? What are you going to wear? We dress up on National Day. In fact, we have outfits that are only worn on National Day and birthdays, like the bunad. Is there an outfit that you've got that's reminiscent of the thing that you are celebrating? Will you decorate like we do? We spend weeks making our gardens beautiful. We decorate with, I use bunting. I have to say, I love bunting. Flags, maybe something that's special for you. Are there particular colours that go well with your day? And do you have a particular flag that you can use? Or make one up. Make up your own flag. Why not design something? How much fun is that? Like I was saying, National Day in Norway is planned from start to finish. And that may not be for everyone, but there is something really exciting in the planning itself, isn't there? The anticipation of it. You know, we don't have to get it perfect, just get it done. But it's nice to make it special. Clean up and make things pretty and welcoming. We do a lot of that here, and it's great to spend some time before the day making everything look cosy and special so that you can welcome guests into your celebration. Maybe you only invite one guest, or maybe you turn it into a party, who knows? Do what makes you feel good and what feels right. Don't feel any kind of pressure to invite 20 people if you only want to invite one, or if you want to have it just for you. Or maybe you're the sort of person who likes to have a party for 50. Who knows? But if you clean up and make things special and welcoming, that's going to last you through the next couple of months as well. If you do it at the start of the summer like we do, all of our things usually stay up. You know, the plants stay out. I put bunting out for the 17th of May and I leave it up for the whole summer. And then it just reminds you of some kind of special celebration. It makes everything feel special, even the simple things. Allow your celebration to bring you together in some solidarity with others. The last few years have not been the easiest, have they? We've been isolated to some extent. It's getting better now, but there's always something going on in the world, isn't there? And it's really nice to show some solidarity to our fellow citizens and our friends and to the world as a whole. I think that we are getting rather good at it to some extent, but you can carry on doing that into the future and in your yearly celebration. That's the one important thing about Norway's National Day, that there's a solidarity with the whole nation and it doesn't matter where you're from. There are lots of us celebrating who are not Norwegian and have only been living here for some years, not forever, and even people who've just arrived. Everybody is welcome. There's a solidarity and inclusivity about it. Turn it into an anchor for the year. Something that is unique to you. The special day and a celebration of something precious to you that you can carry forward into the next year. You could even have a guest book for that day. An opportunity for you and your guests to make notes and save memories of the day and how the previous year has been. Or perhaps create a photo album. You could take photos and put them in an album. Old school, how cool is that?
That's always fun to do, isn't it, afterwards as well. Or you can make a photo book. You can do those online and they're not terribly expensive. And it's fun to fiddle about with it and make it look pretty and have one for each year, starting now. So I hope I've given you some ideas of how to celebrate and have a little bit of gratitude in your life and bring some solidarity and friendship and inclusivity into your life. Now go away and start planning your special celebration. And I will be telling you more about National Day, maybe in the next episode, but certainly if you want to come over and see in my Facebook group, Living a Nordic Life, it's called, because we'll be talking about National Day for days before and probably a little bit after and certainly throughout the day. And I've got lots of lovely recipes that I'm sure you will love on my blog. And I'll see you in the next episode.
If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the Living a Nordic Life newsletters so you can get an email when I release a new episode. It's a quick and easy way to keep up with all things Nordic living. Please visit livinganordiclife.com. You can listen to Living a Nordic Life on lots of podcast apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcasts, and plenty of others. If you've enjoyed the Living a Nordic Life podcast, why not leave me a rating? So that's the end of Living a Nordic Life for today, and I look forward to seeing you next time.